Okay, so this is the first shiur on the new sugya of Lecha Mishnah, and as we start, as we begin to read, you know, the opening line of the Gemara, right, the first issue that we're going to address is, you know, a very basic issue, one of the you know very important question to address whenever you're dealing with a sugya like this, which is whether the particular chiyuv at hand is midoraisa or midrabanan. Right, a very basic question to ask, because always has, you know, many nafkamina. It's always very important to know whether the chiyuv, whether the mitzvah you're dealing with is doraisa or drabanan. So that's going to be the opening issue we're going to deal with, and keep that in mind as we read the opening line of the Gemara. So starting with the statement of Amar Rabbi Abba on the Tanel, would you mind? Again, is the Gemara Lama Test on the base. Starts off with Amar Rabbi Abba.
Amar Rabbi Abba, B'Shabbos Chayv Adam Levtzoa Al Shtei Kikaros, Al Shtei Kikaros. You have to have two loaves. My time, Alecha Mishnah. Because the Pasuk says, Alecha Mishnah.
Okay, so what's just what's the context of that Pasuk?
It was by the month.
Exactly.
And on Friday, double for Shabbos.
Exactly, very important, right? So, right, there's a reference here, the fact that the Torah, right, says, right, describes it in the Midbar, right, on Erev Shabbos, and we'll see possibly and most likely on Erev Yom Tovim as well. There's a double portion that fell of the mon. So we say because of that, you know, miracle, because of that nis of the double portion of the Lecha Mishnah on Erev Shabbos, there's a chiyuv on, you know, on Shabbos, Ledoros, to have Lecha Mishnah. So right off the bat, if you're thinking in these terms, you're trying to figure out whether the chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos is Doraisa or Midrabanan. So there seem to be just different indications from the Gemara itself. Right, on the one hand, you would say, right, what's the indication that, what would be the indication that it's Doraisa?
That it's the Pasuk.
Exactly. So on the one hand, the fact that the Gemara cites a Pasuk in support of this Chiv would seem to demonstrate, oh, that's a Chiv Doraisa, right? Why else would there be a Pasuk if not for the fact, right? We'll here, right? As you know, political implications. Why else would Rabbi Abba quote a pasuk if not for the fact to establish that it's a chiyuv da'oraisa? So that's on the one hand, right, the implication of there being a pasuk would imply that it's da'oraisa. On the other hand, you have to think about the context of the pasuk itself, right? Is the pasuk referring to the suda on Shabbos Ledoros? Not at all, right? The only thing that the pasuk is referring to is what? The mon on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, in the Midbar, right? So it's very important to note, although the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, it's important to note that the Pasuk itself doesn't seem to be talking at all about our topic. It's talking about a Nes on Erev Shabbos in the Midbar, and we're trying to say, derive from there a Chiyuv Ledoros about the way you're supposed to carry out Suda Shabbos. So again, so that disconnect between, right, the content of the pasuk, which is the Midbar on Erev Shabbos, right, disconnect from that to the halacha at hand, which is a chiyuv ledoros on Shabbos itself, that disconnect would seem to imply that although there's a pasuk here, right, this doesn't sound like the pasuk itself is establishing this din. It doesn't sound like this pasuk is establishing a din d'oraisa. It would sound, right, it rather sounds like, if anything, this is a takana d'rabbanan, and this, right, this, you know, pasuk is just merely the basis of it. So just from the Gemara itself, you have, you know, differing indications about whether that pasuk is, pasuk is din d'oraisa, or no, if you're looking at the content of the pasuk, you know, it implies alternatively that perhaps really it's only a din d'rabbanan, and this pasuk is just the basis of the din d'rabbanan, as we will see. So again, it's unclear from the lashon of the Gemara itself, and that's going to bring us to a machlokas amongst the mefarshim, or we're going to see two different approaches about this very issue, whether or not the chiyuv lecha mishnah as derived from this pasuk is in fact a chiyuv daraisa or only a chiyuv derabanan. So the first approach we're going to develop is that it is a chiyuv daraisa based on the fact that, look, the Gemara in fact quotes a pasuk. So the earliest source that I was able to find, at least, for this position that the chiyuv lecha mishnah is in fact a chiyuv daraisa is the Taz. Right, this is the Taz in Taf Reish Ayin Ches Siv Katan Beis. So again, Taf Reish Ayin Ches Siv Beis. The Taz seems to say this. But just to back up a little bit, just to understand the context of the Taz, you have the Shulchan Aruch there, right? So the Shulchan Aruch, if anybody has it out, in Taf Reish Ayin Ches Siv Aleph. So here the Shulchan Aruch is dealing with, you know, it's a pretty famous, you know, case. The case where you're talking about Shabbos Chanukah, and the person, unfortunately, doesn't have enough money to accomplish, to fulfill all the mitzvahs. Right? When you have this confluence of Shabbos Chanukah, you have the ordinary dinim of Shabbos, you have Neiros Shabbos, you have Kiddush on Shabbos, and then you have the additional chiyuv of Neiros Chanukah. And the question is, let's say you don't have enough money to do all these mitzvahs, what is the pecking order? What is the hierarchy? So the Shulchan Aruch starts off. Nadav, do you mind taking us through?
Mishen Yado.
Exactly.
You don't have enough money to buy both Nerot Chanukah and Nerot Shabbat. You should buy Nerot Shabbat. Because of Shalom Bayit.
Yeah, well, that's like a famous issue, that the Shalom Bayit of Nerot Shabbos trumps the Chiyuv of Nerot Chanukah. Not going to be our topic.
If you have enough for the Nerot Shabbat, but you don't have enough to afford both wine for Kiddush and Nerot Chanukah, you can sell Nerot Chanukah mishum pirsum enisa.
Right, so the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah mishum pirsum enisa trumps the chiyuv of Kiddush. So the Taz over here, right, points first quotes Rishonim say, oh, there's a Kiddush, because this is Machlokas itself. But according to the Rishonim that he quotes, the Kiddush here is that the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah midrabanan is going to trump Kiddush on Yayin, which is midah oraisa. Right, but so. The question is, why is that? So what's the Taz's explanation? Why is it that the Chiyuv of Neros Chanukah Midrabanan trumps the Chiyuv of Kiddush Alayayin Midaraisa?
You have bat.
Exactly, because you have the alternative. Exactly, because there's an alternative option of reciting Kiddush on Pas. So therefore, it's not really a clash between a Daraisa and Dirabanan. It's really because you can fulfill the Daraisa through Pas. But then add the Taz, and this is where it's no good to us. Says the Taz. But if you have a case where you have a clash between buying Pas for Shabbos and Neros Chanukah, so then it's clear that the Pas is going to come first, because he says, because the Chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos is clearly Midah Oraisa. He says, look, the fact that Rabbi Abba, both here in our Sugya Lamitesa Mabez and Brachos, and the Sugya on Shabbos, Kuvyat Zayin Mabez, which we'll see in just a few moments, that Rabbi Abba clearly brings, right, cites a pasuk in the context to support this din of Lecha Mishnah. So says the Taz, and this is the first, you know, makor for this din d'oraisa approach. Says the Taz, look, there's a pasuk that proves that it's a din d'oraisa. So the chi of Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos to recite, you know, your birchas hamotzi over Lecha Mishnah, that's a chi of d'oraisa. Says the Taz, right? So the first makor for this first approach, right, that the chi of Lecha Mishnah is d'oraisa, is this Taz. That all the Taz says is, look, there's a pasuk that proves that it is d'oraisa. The Taz, though, doesn't account for the question we asked before, is, wait a second, yes, it's a pasuk, but the contents of the pasuk has nothing to do with the chi of Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos L'doros. He doesn't account for that factor. We're going to have to see the next makor on this list for that. Yes, Nadav.
It seems like the Taz says that Lecha Mishnah Lekulei Alma D'oraita.
Yeah, he says basically saying that everyone agrees to this.
But not everyone agrees to this.
Well, there's no Bar Plukta about Lecha Mishnah. The only Machlokas is how you carry it out. What do you mean? Who do you think argues on Lecha Mishnah?
The Machlokas Shekel says it's Midrabanan.
No. What he means is saying that everyone, like all Amoraim, he's saying everyone in the Gemara. I mean, the fact that there's a Chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah is Lekulei Alma. That's what he's saying. The fact is, the chi of Lecha Mishnah is the Kuliyama, and he just assumes that chi of obviously is Doraisa because it's the Pasuk. Right? He's not saying the Kuliyama amongst the Achronim. He's saying everyone in the Gemara agrees there's a chi of Lecha Mishnah, and he says that the Dabar Pasha to me says the Taz that chi of the nature of that chi of is Doraisa because of the Pasuk. Again, he doesn't explain how the Pasuk, which has nothing to do with Lecha Mishnah, you know, creates this chiyuv d'oraisa, but he clearly says that it is d'oraisa. Yeah.
It seems like he's talking about that you're getting the pas because you don't have yayin for kiddush. So could he be saying that the kiddush that you're going to make on the pas is the d'oraisa, lav dafka the lecha mishnah itself?
No.
Like, I don't have it open in front of me.
So no, I think
he's. Lecha mishnah lekulei d'oraisa.
Yeah, he's saying that the chiyuv lecha mishnah is d'oraisa, and therefore you have a clash between lecha mishnah and kiddush al yayin, or with, you know, near Rosh Hanukkah, you know, Chiyuv Lecha Mishnah is clearly going to trump. So that's a Taz. Oh. But again, from the Taz alone, you don't know how he derives from the Pasuk, which has nothing to do with Lecha Mishnah, for this Chiyav Daraisa. So that brings us to the second Makor, right, who holds of this first approach, that the Chiyav Lecha Mishnah is Daraisa, and that is the Aruch HaShulchan. And in explaining that the Chiyav Lecha Mishnah is Daraisa, the Aruch HaShulchan also explains how this Chiyav is learned out from a Pasuk, which has nothing to do, seemingly, with Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. So, anybody recall what? How does the Lecha Mishnah explain? Right? How does Lecha Mishnah explain this drasha? Yeah, Tommy.
Because it's completely extra. It already says Shnei Omer or whatever.
So exactly. Exactly. Basically, he says that the drasha is not saying that the pashtus of the line of Lecha Mishnah is talking about a chiyuv. It's a drasha based on extra words, based on milim or miusarim, right? And basically, just to get to right the pasuk itself that he's being medayik from, right? Because when the pasuk is describing the fact that the double portion fell out on Erev Shabbos, it says Vayhi bayom hashishi, right on Friday, liktu lecha mishnah shnei haomer leechad, right? They gathered a double portion, two omers worth for each person. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. Wait a second, the two words of lecha mishnah are completely extra because the pasuk could have simply said liktu shnei haomer leechad. Each person collected two omers worth, and it'll be very clear that two omers worth is the double portion. So why, asks the Aruch HaShulchan, does the Torah have the extra two words of Lecha Mishnah? So he says, that's the basis of the drasha. The right, those two extra words are establishing that those two words are not just describing the right, the Nes and the Midbar, which happened on Friday. Those two extra words are rather, their purpose is to establish this Chiyav L'Doros of Lecha Mishnah on Su'udas Shabbos. So the way the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, bridges that disconnect between the content, the context of the pasuk, which is about, you know, Friday in the Midbar, to the din, which is L'Doros on Shabbos, is by saying, it's a miusar. They're extra words, which therefore are not meant for the content, but rather are meant for like in Eino Inyan Lazeh, you know, Teneo Inyan Lazeh, right? If they're not intended for the original context, they're rather intended to establish this new din l'doros, this din of Lecha Mishnah, on Shabbos itself. So,
basically, we're gonna have three meals, eating Lecha Mishnah by three meals.
So that's a different gemara. That's the fact that it was said three times. That's a separate, right? The separate issue of that's a separate makor. For Shalashidus, as a separate makor, okay. But the Chiyav Lecha Mishnah comes from this. So again, right, for the first approach, you have the Taz and Tafresh Ayin Ches base, and you have the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Ayin Dalid Seif Aleph, and right, both claiming that the Chiyav of Lecha Mishnah is Doraisa. Taz not explaining how it's derived from the pasuk. The Aruch HaShulchan is explaining, based on milim miusarim, based on the extra words, how it's derived from the pasuk itself. I'd kind of approach number one. Approach number two, though, which seems to be the normative approach, says that no, the chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah is only midrabanan. The Gemara quotes a pasuk for it, right? That pasuk, given the fact that it's not actually talking about Lecha Mishnah, Lidoros is just talking about the nes, which happened in the Midbar on Erev Shabbos. So, that, right, the pasuk is just talking about the Nes, and the reference to the pasuk in the context of this din is just to say, the reason why the Chachamim made this Takana of Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, we'll see, is based on this pasuk, we'll see, is to commemorate that Nes, which took place in the Midbar, but not that the pasuk itself is being Mechayev this din. Really, the source of this din are the Chachamim, and this pasuk is just the basis of the Takana's Chachamim. And this seems to be right, the normative approach. Right, the earliest source, right, for this approach, that the Chi of Lecha Mishnah is only Midrabanan, seems to come from Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar. Right, Sefer HaYashar is the Sefer of Rabbeinu Tam. And this is in the Chiluk of his Chuvos. So here, right, if everyone can take out the Mar Makom sheet, right, I basically have it printed here. Right here, the context of the Rabbeinu Tam is trying to explain why is it that Nashim are Mechuyavos in Lecha Mishnah. That's the question that he's asking. So, Eli Melech, would you mind taking it away?
Nashim Mechuyavos, Nira, the Af Heim Hayu Be'oso Anis, the Man Lechem Mishnah Hayu Lechulam. It was for all.
Right, because since the women were also included in the Nes of the Man, right, because the Man of Lecha Mishnah, the double portion of Man, right, was a nace that took place for everyone. Therefore,
Lechein chayavos lesoa al shtei kikaros.
So therefore, because afin ha'yibosu anes, so therefore they're going to be included in this din. So while the Rabbeinu Tam in this first answer does not explicitly state that the chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah is midrabanan, we're going to show the fact that he's invoking the din of afin ha'yibosu anes implies that it is a din drabanan. Because most Balei Tosfos, right, of which Rabbeinu Tam is one, right? Most Balei Tosfos explain that the factor of afin hayu ba'oso anes is limited to dinam d'rabbanan. They note the fact that if you look at all, right, if you look at the application of afin hayu ba'oso anes throughout Chas, it's only in the context of dinam d'rabbanan. Anybody know the list? Arba Kosos, Megillah, and not Shofar. And Neros Chanukah, right? So you have Neros Chanukah, right? Mikra Megillah, and Dalei Kosos, all dinam d'rabbanan, right? So the Rishonim know that the Gemara only applies afin hayu ba'oso anes to those dinam d'rabbanan, and in many places throughout Chas, I had you see, you know, specifically where one example is the Tosos and Psachim Kufches on the base, right? This is in the context of the Gemara Dalei Kosos. So Tosos all over the place basically ask, why is the Gemara only applying the din of afin hayu ba'oso anes in the context of dinam d'rabbanan? For instance, I think the kasha that the Tosos and Psachim asks, like, wait a second, why doesn't the factor of afin hayu ba'oso anes also be mechayev nashim in sukkah? Right, we know that sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, also commemorates a nes of kibbutz sukkos hashatzes b'nei Yisrael. We know that nashim were included in that nes. So the question they all ask is why? Right? Why does the Gemara establish that nashim are peturos from the mitzvah of sukkah based on it being a mitzvah of seishes mangroma? They should be b'chayim because of afin hayu ba'oso anes. So the classic answer given by Tosas in many places, including the Tosas in Psachim, Kuchas and Aves, Dibra Maskel, Hayu Ba'oso Anes, is that Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anes only applies to Dinam Drabanan. And because the Mitzvah Sukkah is obviously Din Daraisa, so Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anes doesn't apply to that Mitzvah. So again, based on that normative Shita of the Balei Tosas, that Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anes only applies to Mitzvah Drabanan, the fact that Rabbeinu Tam in his first answer applies afin hayu ba'oso anes to the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, the implication would be that the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah for the Rabbeinu Tam is only midrabanan. So again, within the first answer of Rabbeinu Tam, it's implicit that Lecha Mishnah is only midrabanan, and when we transition to the second answer of Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to see that it's explicit. Malach, what's the second answer? So what does that mean?
Everyone's obligated in Nashim and Nashim.
Exactly. The second answer of Rabbeinu Tam is that because Lecha Mishnah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, okay, explicit that Lecha Mishnah, right, for our broader purposes, right, that Lecha Mishnah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, says Rabbeinu Tam, since it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's shavah b'kol. It applies bain to Anashim, bain to Nashim. So here Rabbeinu Tam is taking a stand on a very famous machlokis that I had you see, between Rashi and Tosfos in Brachos Chaf Mem Beis, right? So everyone can turn quickly to the sugya on Brachos Chaf Mem Beis. So here, this is the sugya of the Petur of Zman Grama. So just a little context. The Mishnah says that Nashim are Mechuyavos in the mitzvah of Tefillah. Right? And the Gemara, that how do you see, basically asks, Pshita, basically, why does the Mishnah have to go out of its way to be mechayev nashim in tzvila? It's pasha that they are. So there's a Gemara and Chaf on Beis. Anybody wanna there? What do you mean? You see, it starts with the mechayev in
bitzvila.
Right. So the Gemara originally justifies by saying, right, because it's rachame, we're not going to put this nail. Therefore, since the factor of rachame, of asking rachame from Kodesh Baruch Hu, applies to nashim and anashim alike, therefore they're included. But what's the havim, you know? Right, because the chiyuv of tefillah three times a day in each of these different time periods. Oh, right. So Rashi on the spot says he takes out this whole girsa. He takes out this whole pshita and this whole havamina because Rashi says he says lo garis pshita. This is your maschol tefillah derachamina. You see, you see it there. Right.
The right, so therefore, what's saying pshita?
close. Tosus explains a little bit more. But Rashi is saying there's no havamina to pater women from the mitzvah of tefillah, which is only midirabanan, based on the p'tur of Zman Grama, because Rashi holds that the p'tur of Zman Grama doesn't apply to mitzvahs dirabanan. Very important shita of Rashi, famous shita of Rashi, Brachas Chafam Beis, that the p'tur of Zman Grama is limited to mitzvahs d'oraisa, but doesn't apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So says Rashi, therefore, since the mitzvah of tefillah at least three times a day is clearly mid'rabbanan, so therefore there will be no havamina to apply the p'tur of Zman Grama to a mitzvah of tefillah mid'rabbanan, because the p'tur of Zman Grama doesn't apply to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Tosos here on the spot, Dir Maschil B'tefillah, rejects Rashi and says, no! Just like mitzvahs d'oraisa are subject to the p'tur of Zman Grama, so too mitzvahs d'rabbanan would also be subject to the p'tur of Zman Grama. So that's the background, Machlokas Rashi Tosas, right, about whether the p'tur of Zman Grama applies to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. But here, Rabbeinu Tam seems to be siding with his grandfather Rashi. Seems to be siding with Rashi over the Balei Tosos. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, like Rashi, that since the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is only a mitzvah drabanan, therefore it's Shavah B'kol. You don't need any other factor to mechayev you, because there's no sipas apatur, there's no potential factor of Zman Grama doesn't apply to mitzvah drabanan, and therefore that's the reason why the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah applies to women and men alike. So again, in terms of our purposes, the Rabbeinu Tam is clearly in both answers adopting the second approach that the Chiyuv Lecha Mishnah is only midrabanan. He explicitly says this in the second answer, and implicitly says this in the first answer when he applies Afin Hayubo Sonais, which presumably, according to most Balei Tosfos, only applies to Mrs. Rabbanan. Yeah, Yanni? Yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
any answer? You're asking whether Tefillah is d'oraisa? But the fact that you inspired me to say that, right, is a machlokes whether tefillah is d'oraisa once a day, but no one holds, right, even the Rambam holds that if tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's only once a day. The Rabban says it's based tzara, but no one, right, the Gemara is talking about the chiyuv of three times a day, and that's l'kuliyama, only the Rabban. Okay, right, so again, the first makor for the normative shita that the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is only midrabanan is Rabbeinu Tam. Oh. But then in terms of the poskim, you also have this position adopted by the Magen Avraham. So here in the Magen Avraham in Tav Reish Yudches, this is in the context of Yom Kippur, right, this is Magen Avraham, Tav Reish Yudches, Sif Katan Yud. This is a question of, anybody remember the context of the Shulchan Aruch? Exactly, right? Yom Kippur, right. You have a chola sheish bo sakana who has to eat. The question is, do you, right? The Shulchan Aruch is limited to Yalav Yom, it doesn't quote Kiddush, right? So here, the Shulchan Aruch says, if a chola sheish bo sakana, right, once he eats, now he's has the das to be able to recite Berachas HaMazon. So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, good COVID's no longer there. Shulchan Aruch Paskins that he has to recite Yalav Yavam. So in that context, right, the Magen Avraham on the spot, Sif Katan Yud, do you have it, Emmanuel?
Yeah. Chodesh Echad B'Yom HaKippurim Mitashev Da'ato B'Inyan She'Echol Levarech Tzarech Lehazkir She'Yom HaKippurim B'Berkat HaMazon She'Omer Yalav Yavo V'Bonei Yerushalayim.
Right, so the Shulchan Aruch says, if the Cholesh Yesh Posakon is eating on Yom Kippur, so then he should recite Yalav Yavo. So then the Magen Avraham on the spot, Sif Katan Yud, first quotes a shita of the Knesset Gedola, who says, so the Knesset Gedola holds that not only do you have to follow the mitzvah of reciting Berachas HaMazon with the proper Me'ina Ma'ora of Yalav Yavo, once you're eating, you might as well, you're mechuyav in Lecha Mishnah. That's Knesset Gedola. But the key is the way in which the Magen Avraham rejects, right, the Lashon the Magen Avraham uses to reject the Knesset Gedola is going to be indicative of whether he thinks it's Dorais or Drabbah. So what is he saying? Exactly. So the Magen Avraham says, no, I disagree. The Chachamim were not metaken the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah on Yom Kippur, so therefore it doesn't apply. So if you stop there, for our purposes, again, it's very clear the Magen Avraham holds that the din of Lecha Mishnah is a din to Rabbanan, and therefore it only applies where the Chachamim were metaken. So the Machatzis HaShekel on the spot here points out that if you look carefully at the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham clearly adopts the second approach, that the Chiyuv Lechem Mishnah is only Midrabanan. He says, they're arguing with the Taz, who holds that it's Daraisa. The Magen Avraham is clearly holding that it's only Midrabanan, and right, the Chachamim, we're not metakein, right, the Chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah on Yom Kippur. And the Machatzis HaShekel goes one step further to give, you know, an interesting reason why weren't, right, why weren't the Chachamim metakein Lechem Mishnah on Yom Kippur? Anybody remember what the Machatzis HaShekel's reason was?
Because it didn't fall, or if it did, it was only for the cholim and the tinokot, so it wasn't significant enough.
Exactly. So let's focus on the first one. It's a very, you know, he said the whole purpose of the mitzvah lechem mishnah is to commemorate the nes, right, which we'll get to in just a moment. But he says, presumably, the nes of the mon falling double portion on erev, you know, on the erev Shabbos or erev Yom, presumably that didn't carry over to Yom Kippur, because the whole purpose of the mon falling on erev Shabbos and erev Yom is to enable a person to be able to eat on Shabbos or on the Yom Tov. But on Yom Kippur, where obviously everyone's, all the gedolim are supposed to be fasting, so then presumably the mon didn't fall, so therefore it wouldn't make sense for the chachamim to be metakein this mitzvah of lechem mishnah on Yom Kippur if the whole nes, right, regarding which the takana has come in to commemorate, didn't apply on Erev Yom Kippur. And the other day is that, even if it did, it was only a mikra ba'alma for the Radi Tinokos or the Cholim, and therefore that wouldn't be a basis for Takana. But for our purposes, right, the Magen Avraham, clearly in his Lashon of Lo Tiknu, clearly adopting the second approach that the Chiyuv is only Nidrabana. Okay, so Ayir Adkan, right, is the first issue of the sugya in terms of whether the Chiyuv Lechem Mishnah is Daraisa or Drabanan, right, in terms of, right, the first approach that it's Daraisa, adopted by the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan, the second, we'll say, normative approach, that it's only Midrabanan, adopted by Rabbeinu Tam and the Magen Avraham. Fine. Now moving on to the second issue in the sugya, which gets to what is the purpose of this mitzvah, right, whether it be Daraisa or Drabanan. Why was the Torah mechayev this, or why were the chachamim attacking this? What's the purpose? What is the reason behind this mitzvah? So I have to ask you, Zach, what do you think the purpose of this mitzvah is? What would you say? Yeah. Why? What does it accomplish? By having an, exactly right. So the simple answer, and again, I think basically, well, Makoros, you know, bear this out. Basically, it sounds like it's a presuming nisa. To be mefarsim, to commemorate the nes of the mon, right? So to commemorate the nes of the mon falling a double portion on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, so we have a double portion on Shabbos itself, or on Yom Tov itself, in order to be a zecher. So let's first, you know, look through some of the makoros, which establish this idea that the geder of this mitzvah is in the geder of persumanism. So again, the first raya to this, although not explicit, but it seems to be the basic mashmos, is right the original memra, right, the original memra of Rabbi Abba, which says that there's a chiyuv of lechem mishnah, and then invokes the lechem mishnah, the pasuk of lechem mishnah regarding the mon. So while not explicit, but the basic implication of that drasha is to say, whether it be on a deraisa level or derabanan level, that the reason why you have this mitzvah of lechem mishnah on Shabbos is to commemorate the nes of the lechem mishnah, the double portion of mon. So again, while not explicit, the basic implication of the original memra, which introduces the mitzvah of lechem mishnah, is that the purpose of this mitzvah is to be mefarsim the nes involving the mon. But if you, right, so again, the first piece of evidence, raya, for this idea of presuming nisa is the implication of the original memra of Rabbi Abba. But in contrast to this memra, which is only implicit, you then have a number, several Rishonim, who explicitly say that the purpose of the mitzvah is zecher l'nes. The first, you know, Rishonim says this, is al hatar, is the Me'iri. Anybody have the Me'iri? It's the Me'iri in Lama Tess on the base, which is it's a one-liner. But then when the Me'iri presents, right, this, the Mishnah, right, so the, right, when he presents the Chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah, he formulates it in terms of zecher l'nes. Now, I'm not going to have it. This is the Me'iri on our sugya, Dir Maslo Chayev Adam.
chayav adam nimtza b'shabbos al shtei kipar shleimim. Shabbos yom shlishi.
Exactly. Right. So he gives some of the details, but for our purposes right now, he says, "What's the basis of the chiyuv? Why? Right? Why is there a mitzvah of why is there a mitzvah of lecha mishnah?" Answer is zecher lecha mishnah in order to commemorate the nes of the lecha mishnah involving the mun. So you have the meiri who says it explicitly right on the daf, and then you have the ritzva in Shabbos, right, who basically says the same type of same idea. All right, in the parallel sugya, in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, there the Ritzvah Dira Masel Chayav Adam similarly, right, formulates, right, the mitzvah as follows. Chayav Adam Liftsoa El Shtei Kikaros Shleimos B'Shabbos, the Chiyav of Lacha Mishnah, Shenemer, Lakdu Lacha Mishnah, Kilomar, Zecher Laman, Shahaya Kafel. Right, it says that the purpose of the mitzvah is to be a zecher, is to commemorate the mun which fell in a double portion. So here you have the Meiri and the Ritzvah both formulating that the purpose of this mitzvah, be it derabanan or deraisa, is to be mefarsim the nes of the mun. Fine. And the last right makor for this idea that the mitzvah is all about presumenisa really comes back to Rabbeinu Tam that we learned before. Right, the first answer of Rabbeinu Tam to explain why women are mechuyavos in Lecha Mishnah was what factor? What was the first answer? Because what? Exactly. So afin hayu ba'oso anes. So we're going to see right now that by applying the factor of afin hayu ba'oso anes, in addition to implying that the mitzvah is only b'drabanan, as we discussed before, there's another implication. And that is, because it is so developed by the Rav, which we'll get to in a moment, and that is that by applying the factor of afin hayu ba'oso anes to the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, that indicates that the mitzvah itself is all about persume nisa, along the lines of what we're developing right now. Right? So the Rav, in a number of places, but the place I had you see is in Igros HaGrid, Hilchos Hanukkah, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, in Os Gimel there. So there, the Rav develops a very important yisod, which is that the factor of afin hayu ba'oso anes only applies to those mitzvos where the maisa mitzvah itself is all about persume nisa, where the factor of persume nisa is magdir the maisa mitzvah itself. But says the Rav, and that applies, to, let's say, to Neros Chanukah, to Mikra Megillah, to Galakosas, where the Maisa mitzvah itself is all about being mefarsim the nes. Take, for example, Neros Chanukah, right? He doesn't quote this. I think he might quote it in other places. But the Rambam, right, when describing the Maisa mitzvah of Hadlakos Neros, this is in Rambam Hilchos Chanukah Gimel, here the Rambam formulates that the Maisa Hadlaka itself is a Maisa of being mefarsim the nes. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah Gimel, he says, "Umadlikin bahen haneros be'erev al pischei habatim b'chol laila v'laila." So right, there's a chiyuv on Chanukah to light at night, or the Pesach of your bias, mishmonas halelos, all 8 nights, laharos ulegalos hanes. That the Maisa Hadlaka itself is that you basically light the candles, that because through that Hadlaka you are being mefarsim the nes, but you're basically presenting the symbol of the nes to the Rabbim. So there you have the Rambam, in the context of Neros Chanukah, to say that the Maisa Mitzvah itself is all about Persume Nisa. So says the Rav, the factor of Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anes only applies to mitzvos such as Neros Chanukah, where the Maisa Mitzvah itself is Mugdar, in terms of being a Maisa of Persume Nisa. Masha Enkein, says the Rav, in the context of other mitzvos, let's say to Oraisa happened to be, of Sukkah or Pesach, so they're granted, right? Let's say took Sukkah for example, right? The mitzvah of Sukkah is related to the Nes, ki b'sukkos hashachtes b'nei Yisrael. It says the Rav, although the factor of commemorating the Nes is like the tam of the mitzvah, begeder, you know, tamei mitzvos, but that factor persumenisa doesn't integrate into the geder of the ma'aseh mitzvah. Correct, but the way he says it, it has nafkamina, other nafkamina. But the Maisa Mitzvah of Yeshiva Pesukah is a Maisa Yeshiva Pesukah. Same thing by, let's say, Matzah. The Maisa Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is a classical Maisa Achila. Just like you have a Maisa Achila B'chol Torah Kula, that's the Gedra of the Mitzvah. Yes, the reason why You have a chiyav, you have this maisa, the chiyav achila. The reason why you have this chiyav yeshiva besukah is because of a nes, but that factor, presumi nisa says, Rab, isn't the geder of the maisa mitzvah itself. Right? And with that, the Rav basically answers the Bali Tosas question, or as we referenced before, or the Bali Tosas ask in a number of places, why is it that the Afin Hayu Ba'osu Menes doesn't apply to the mitzvah of Sukkah, right, to be Mechayev Nashim in Sukkah? Why doesn't the Gemara quote Afin Hayu Ba'osu Menes to be Mechayev Nashim in Matzah, right? The Gemara says that Nashim are Mechuyavos in Matzah, not because of Afin Hayu Ba'osu Menes, it's rather because of another factor. Anybody remember? Anybody know? Why are Nashim mechuyavos in matzah, even though it's a drasha. Huh? Drasha to connect matzah to chametz. Exactly. Kol sheyeshnu b'bal tochol chametz, yeshnu b'kuma achol matzah. I think it's the lashon. Right. So the Gemara, right in the context of matzah, brings a special drasha, a hekish between matzah and chametz to the chayev nashim. And Bali Tosas ask, why don't you just quote, why doesn't the Gemara just quote afin hayu b'oso anis? So Tosas, so. The Rav is answering that question by saying no, because Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes only applies to the mitzvos that we discussed before of Neros Chanukah, of Dalet Kosos, and what am I missing? And Mikra Megillah, where the Maisa mitzvah itself is a Maisa of Persumei Nisa. Masha Inkein, the mitzvos of Achilas Matzah and Yeshiva Besukah, yes, maybe the Tam for why there is a mitzvah relates to, you know, the Nes, but the Gedr of the Maisa Achila and the Gedr of the, right, the Maisa mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and the Gedr of the Maisa mitzvah of Yeshiva Besukah are not, you know, are not by their nature, you know, formulated in terms of Persumei Nisa. So therefore, taking this yisod of the Rav that Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes only applies when the Maisa mitzvah itself relates to Persumei Nisa, that would indicate that when Rabbeinu Tam applies Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes to Lecha Mishnah, that would indicate that the Maisa mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is all about being mefarsim the Nes. So in terms of right, we're trying to just prove right now that the purpose of the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is all about Persumei Nisa. So we had four different makaros for this. First is just, right, the memory of the Gemara itself, which invokes the Nes of the Mon. You have the Meiri and the Ritzvah who explicitly say that it's Zecher L'Nes of the Mon. And then you have Rabbeinu Tam, who basically by applying Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes to the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, right, in light of the Rav's Ha'ara, that Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes only applies to mitzvahs which are all about Persumei Nisa, so the fact that Rabbeinu Tam applies Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes to the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah indicates that the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is all about Persumei Nisa. Fine. So far we just, you know, established through a number of makoros that the mitzvah is all about Persumei Nisa. Now to take us one step further and to ask the follow-up question, which is, okay, so what's the value of Persumei Nisa? Why is it, let's say in the context of Lecha Mishnah, what's the value of being mefarsim? What's the value of commemorating the nes of Lecha Mishnah? What do you think? And it's a general question. Why do we have mitzvahs in general which commemorate nisim? What's the purpose? In what sense?
We're saying he did a nes and...
Why is it important that he did a nes?
That hashkacha over us to protect us in the midbar.
Okay, good. So we're going to see, I'm going to present right now two different explanations, right? And the question we're asking right now is, what exactly is the value of Persumei Nisa? Right? Why is it, do I have the mitzvah here, which is really a general question, mitzvahs in general, why we have so many mitzvahs which are about Persumei Nisa, but particularly here, once we've established that the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is all about Persumei Nisa, so what's the value of Persumei Nisa? We're going to see two different approaches. One answer, I think along the lines of what Emmanuel is saying, which is basically to say that the value of Persumei Nisa is about remembering Hashem's general ability to perform Nisim. Right? We commemorate Nisim to remind ourselves that Hashem has the capability to perform Nisim. And we'll see from the Ramban al Torah that the fact that Hashem has the capability to perform Nisim is theologically very important. It's a core, you know, belief in Yahadus that Hashem has the ability to perform miracles, because that establishes, as we'll see in the Ramban, he writes this beautifully, Al Torah, that if Hashem has the ability to perform Nisim, that means it's not only that Hashem created the world, but He created the world, He knows what's going on in the world, and He has the ability to intervene in the world when He so chooses. So by commemorating, right, Nisim, we're basically commemorating the fact that a very important theological belief that Hashem, through Hashkacha, and has the ability to intervene in this world whenever He so chooses. So the first Mahalach, in terms of the purpose of Pirsumei Nisa, is that we're reminding ourselves about Hashem's role in this world, that He has the ability to, through Hashkacha, to intervene in this world and to change nature whenever He so chooses. And a very important, you know, makor, which related to this, is the Ramban Al HaTorah. I would venture to say this might be one of the most famous Rambans Al HaTorah. Again, very, very famous. The Ramban here, again, in Shemos, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tazayin, we'll read inside because it's such a beautiful piece. The Ramban here is basically contending with the question, which is basically what we're asking. Why do you have so many mitzvos, asks the Ramban. Why are there so many mitzvos dedicated to the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? Let's listen together. What are mitzvos dedicated to Yetzias Mitzrayim? List them.
Matzah.
Exactly. All the dinim of Pesach. I'll say during the year. Kriya Shema.
Kiddush.
Mezuzah, Tefillin, Shabbos, right? Then Sukkah, right? A lot of the mitzvahs in Sukkah. There are so many mitzvahs of all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Ramban is bothered, right? Like beautifully does, you know, in about right in Perash Al Torah, you know, addresses very core basic issues. Why is it you have so many mitzvahs dedicated to Yetzias Mitzrayim? So in answering that question, the Ramban is going to say because by commemorating Nisim, we're establishing and reminding ourselves about Hashem's, right, very important theological belief about Hashem's ability to intervene in this world. So let's just read this. It's a very, very important piece. Yedidja?
Yeah.
Klal,
right?
So I'm about to present to you a klal when it comes to mitzvahs rabos, and the context is clear. All these mitzvahs that he mentioned previously, which are zecher letzias mitzrayim. Right, so basically, since before time, right, since the earliest, you know, man, right, there were different groups of people who had, we'll call it krumashkafas, right, who had mistaken beliefs in God. And he's about to quote three different groups of mistaken beliefs, and then he's going to show how, by commemorating Nisim, it disproves all three of these groups. First group.
Basically, the world is always here.
Basically, the world is always there, and therefore, kachshu. Right? Basically, first group completely denies God and says there is no God, atheists, and therefore the world was always, right? If you don't believe in a God, therefore God couldn't have created the world, therefore it must be that the world was always present. Fine. That's group number one. Second group says they believe in God, but they don't think that God knows what's going on in the world. He's not aware, call it, you know, what's it called? Yeah, exactly, deism. Right? What's the phrase?
Watchmaker.
The watchmaker, right? That maybe God created the world. There was a God, He created the world, but now He's out of the picture. He doesn't know what's going on, and He doesn't have anything to do with anything. So again, group number one, atheists. Group number two, deists. And now group number three. Right, the third group says, God created the world. He knows what's going on. But he doesn't have the ability, he doesn't have the power to change anything. Right, so therefore, man is just like animals, basically the assumption being that, you know, God can't do anything. Basically, just like animals, assuming like they just, you know, go on their own merry way, God has no control over them, doesn't really care about them. So too, with man, there's no conscious of own, there's no idea of being punished, being rewarded. God has no connection. Oh, fine, right? God left the world. Right, so when God wants to perform a nes, right, to change the nature of the world, so he basically he disproves all three groups. Let's go through it quickly. Number one, but it proves that, look, the fact that God can do this miracle, this is the God who created the world. So there was a God who created the world, upending, right, disproving group number one. Right, so the Yodea, he knows what's going on, disproving number two, because obviously he's performing a nes in a particular context, obviously knows what's going on. He has the ability to intervene when he wants. Well,
Baburki got Baruch Lo Yase Osu Mofis the whole door in Lane called Russia or Kofer. It's Abo Sanders and Nasa Tamad Zikaram, but Osla Asherau, but in.
Exactly. Because God is not going to, like, you know, perform miracles every generation to prove to everybody, look at my abilities. He only performed it at certain points in history. So it's our job to remember these times that these nisim took place. Right, but not to gadabra al b'neinu and pass it down through Mesorah to our children. U'b'neim l'v'neim, u'b'neim l'dor achor. To pass it down through all generations. And says the Rabban, that is the purpose of these mitzvahs, which are all about Pursuming Nisim. It's all about, we commemorate Nisim in order to remind ourselves about this very important theological, you know, belief that God created the world, He knows what's going on, and has the ability to intervene whenever He so chooses, as seen from Nisim, where He proves this ability. So again, the first approach to what the purpose of Pursuim Nisa is, just to generally remember Hashem's ability to perform these Nisim, which therefore establishes very important, you know, theological principles regarding Hashem's role in the world. But I'd like to suggest, and basically that's for sure what the Ramban is saying in the context of those mitzvahs about Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. But I'd like to suggest that perhaps, and these are not mutually exclusive, there's an additional factor. That in addition to generally, you know, remembering Hashem's ability to perform Nisim, there is also a value in remembering the specific Nes at hand. Because you can ask the question, why does Hashem make mitzvahs to commemorate certain Nisim and not others? It must be that certain Nisim, right, have particular messages underlying that Nes, which Hashem wants us to remember through these mitzvahs. So not only is the value of Pursume Nisa to remember just the Nes generally and Hashem's general ability to perform Nisim, there's also suggesting perhaps an additional layer that there's also a value in remembering the particular Nes and particularly, right, the specific message underlying that Nes. So therefore, for each mitzvah Pursume Nisa, you'd have to ask the question, right, what's the particular message of this Nes that Hashem is trying to get us to remember? So one way to explain this is based on a one-liner in Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, but something I was always, you know, struck by. Let's see this. Michal, would you mind reading the one-liner of Shimshon Raphael Hirsch in the second page of the Mountain Makoros?
The Mishnah on the sixth day will prove to them that Hashem will also provide the needs stemming from the special requirements of this Torah.
Okay. In that one is something very important, and that is the idea as follows, right? Think about the context of the Nes of Lech HaMishnah, right? What was the context? Why, Michal, why did Hashem bring down a double portion of man on Erev Shabbos? Because what? Exactly. Because, I mean, why couldn't there be man on Shabbos itself? Because of the Melachos of Shabbos, including Chotzah, right? Basically, the idea is because of the mitzvos of Shabbos, right? Because Klal Yisrael were going to be adhering to the mitzvahs of Shabbos, therefore Hashem needed to perform this nes of Lech HaMishnah to take care of Klal Yisrael and to enable them to fulfill the mitzvahs. It sounds very simple, but what's coming out of here is a very important yisod, and that is that by providing Lech HaMishnah on Erev Shabbos, Hashem is basically sending the message to Klal Yisrael that there will be, Klal Yisrael will be subject to particular needs which arise as a result of their adherence to Torah and mitzvahs. Right? When you adhere to Torah and mitzvahs, there are going to be certain needs which arise. Meaning, let's say, for example, because Jews can't work on Shabbos, so there can be certain, let's say, parnasa issues which arise because of that. Definitely back in the day when you used to get, let's say, fired for not working on Shabbos. So there will be particular needs which arise from Klal Yisrael adhering and fulfilling the Torah. So Hashem, through the man, is basically saying that there are going to be a special hashkacha to take care of those needs which arise from your adherence to the rest of the Torah. Like a very important message the Rav Hirsch says is coming out of the man, that the particular nes of Lech HaMishnah is that I'm going to give you double portion to allow you to fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos. And that's a principle, Lidori Doros, that Hashem will provide an extra level of hashkacha to enable people to to fulfill the rest of the Torah. So again, so in addition, we're suggesting now, so in addition to the lechem, mitzvah lechem mishnah, right, reminding us, oh look, Hashem performed that general nes of man, and then the nes of the double portion of Erev Shabbos, so look, Hashem's ability to perform nisim, in addition to that, you have the particular message of hashkacha related to, right, Hashem taking care of needs, which arise due to our fulfillment of the Torah. Okay, so Ad Kan, we basically discussed, right, two issues. Issue number one we discussed was whether the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Second issue was what the purpose of the mitzvah is, and we pointed out that it seems to be the purpose relates to Pursumei Nisa, and then we developed two different ideas of what the value of Pursumei Nisa, generally, you know, remembering Hashem's ability to perform Nisim, and the particular message of the Nes itself. And now I'd like to discuss a very important, you know, Lundish aspect of the Sugya, which is going to, you know, connect to a number of the different details of the sugya, which is, what is the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah? Right? We know there's a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah, which basically says that instead of taking one loaf of bread, one challah, you're supposed to take two. But the big question is going to be, what's the precise geder of the Maisa Mitzvah? What needs to be done with both breads? We'll present, you know, both approaches, you know, generally, just so you know the contrast, and then we'll look at the Rishonim itself. So the first approach is going to that the Maisa Mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is to hold, is the achiza, is the holding of two breads, b'shas bracha. Right? According to the first approach, that the geder of, is very important, that the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah is holding two breads, b'shas bracha. And according to this first approach, right, since the focus is on the achiza, you only have to cut from one of them, because according to this first approach, the koveya of Lechem Mishnah is the maisa achiza b'shas bracha. So therefore, as long as you held two loaves of bread during your bracha, you don't have to cut from both. You only have to cut from one because you fulfilled the mitzvah through holding both. This is in contrast to the second approach, which is going to say, no, the geder of the maisa mitzvah is called the bitzias hapas, is the cutting of both breads, and therefore, according to the second approach, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah, you actually have to cut up both breads in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So again, two different mahalchim. The first approach, and we'll see this in the Amoraim and the Rishonim in just a moment, according to the first approach, the geder of the Maisa Mitzvah is focused on the achiza of both loaves, b'shas bracha. Second approach is that the focus is not on the achiza b'shas bracha, but rather on the Maisa Betzia, on cutting both loaves. Obvious, you know, in the initial nafkamina is whether you have to cut both loaves, or no, as long as you held both, you can cut from one. So let's at least start developing the first approach today, and we'll finish, the first approach and the second approach tomorrow. So again, the first approach says that the koveya, right, that the geder of the maisa mitzvah is the achiza of both loaves b'shas bracha. Let's see, Rav Kahana. This is clearly adopted by the Amora Rav Kahana in the Gemara. So right after the initial line of Rabbi Abba, which introduced the din of Lechem Mishnah, the Gemara then quotes the way Rav Kahana would carry out the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Let's get Yoni. What do you want to do about? See Amar Rav Ashi. And actually, does anyone have a Gemara in Shabbos? It's a parallel sugya, but in terms of Kahana, there's an extra three words, which make it very much clearer. So if you can read it from Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, when it quotes Rav Kahana, it's basically the same Gemara verbatim, except for three extra words. Everyone can follow along, and you'll see the three extra words. So Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, starting with Chazina Leil Rav Kahana. Right? It's right off the bat. Right? So Rav Ashi saw that how would Rav Kahana perform the mitzvah? He would be nokeit tarti, which means that what?
Take two.
He would hold two, we'll say presumably b'shas bracha, ubatzachada, and he would only cut one of them. And what's his raya? Right, so our Gemara stops here, but the Gemara in Shabbos adds three words. How does Rav Kahana know the focus is on the achiza and not on the bitziah? Amar.
Amar lachdik ziv.
Right, because when the Torah formulates this din of Lecha Mishnah, it says, luck to Lecha Mishnah. The focus is on the fact that everybody collected a double portion. So says Rav Kana, because the focus of the Pasuk is on the Lekita of Lecha Mishnah, on the gathering of the Lecha Mishnah, so too says Rav Kana, the gedder of the Maisa Mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah is to hold the Lecha Mishnah. And therefore, says Rav Kana, as long as you're holding both, it suffices to cut only one, because the gedder of the Maisa Mitzvah is on the Achiza. And Rashi, on the spot there in Shabbos, Dir Mas Lok Du Ksiv, spells out this lumdus of Rav Kahana. Exactly. So Rashi there says, oh, what's Rav Kahana's diuk? Because it says Lok Du in the Pasuk, which is Mashma Achiza, seems to be referring to the holding of a Betzia Lo Ksiv, says Rashi B'Shem Rav Kahana. There's no reference to the cutting itself in the Pasuk. Therefore, says Rav Kahana, the Gedder of the Maisa Mitzvah is on the Achiza and not on the Betzia. So the first indication of this first approach, right, that the Maisa Mitzvah is on the Achiza and not on the Betzia, is Rav Kahana. Right? Rav Kahana clearly says and spells out the Nafkamina, as long as you hold both, you, all right, that suffices, and you can even be Botzea from only one, because the Kovea is the Achiza. So now we're going to see what's fascinating, is that Rashi is so comfortable, right, so in favor of this approach that the focus is on the Achiza and not on the Betzia, the Rashi in two different places explains two different lines in the Gemara which seem to imply the opposite. Right, there are two lines in the Gemara which seem to say that no, the focus is on the Betzia, and instead of Rashi saying, yeah, there's a machokus in the Gemara, Rav Kahana says the focus is on the Achiza, and other Amoraim in the Sugya focus on the Betzia. Rashi says, no. Rashi is not happy saying it's a machlokas. He wants to say that all Amoraim in the Gemara adopt this first approach that the Koveya is the Achiza, and therefore Rashi goes out of his way to lav dafka two other lines in the Gemara which seem to be focused on the Betzia and say, no, it's even those lines are focused on the Achiza. So the first one, if you still have, is Rashi, again, and Shabbos, Dira Mascho Liptsoa. Right? And again, remember the context of this line that Rashi is dealing with is the original statement of Rabbi Abba. Right? If you remember, Rabbi Abba's original statement is Ubishabis Chayev Adam Liftsoa Ashtei Kikaros. So if you just learned Rabbi Abba, right, the basic mashmos of Rabbi Abba is that what is Bitsia? What does Bitsia mean? Cut it, right? Exactly. Bitsia Sapas refers to cutting. So the simple explanation of Rabbi Abba is that he says, yeah, Chayev Adam Liftsoa Ashtei Kikaros. Seems like you need to cut to Kikaros on Shabbos. That's a din of Lech Mishnah. But Rashi is not comfortable with even Rabbi Abba. No Amora can hold that the Betzia is Koveh. So if it says Rashi in Dimas Liftsoa, what does Liftsoa refer to? Birchas Emotzi. Rashi says here Betzia is not referring to the classic Betzia Sapas cutting. That's referring to Birchas Emotzi. So he reinterprets even Rabbi Abba, who seems to focus on the Betzia, says, no, even he is referring to the bracha, right, the reciting the bracha while you're holding both. And we're going to see there's another Rashi, and how he's going to lav davka, not only Rabbi Abba, but also Rabbi Zera. We'll pick up with this tomorrow.
How can Rashi say that?
What do you mean, how can Rashi
say, oh, Betzia doesn't mean Betzia, it means a bracha.